Well, hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, a pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And since it is November, we're spending some time talking about the topic of gratitude. And I have said before, I think that gratitude is something that is in many ways overlooked. It is underappreciated, even though it's a topic around this time of the year. But gratitude is a powerful tool in our life. And today, I have a special guest with me to talk about this topic, and that is the Reverend Dr. Neil Epler. So welcome, Neil.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and inviting me to be a part of this.
Yes, yes. Well, whenever we talk about, think about gratitude, there is few people on the planet who everywhere they go, they're going to bring laughter and joy. But that's you, man.
That is you.
And it is a beautiful thing to experience. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And it's amazing, if I can speak personally, it's amazing being here for 5 years and watching how you impact the culture of this church positively. It's almost like it's a part of your deposit of faith that you give here is this positive outlook on life of staying grateful, thankful, even when things are hard and tough. Sure. And your role here is a heavy role. Even though you're over multiple areas with prayer ministry, with older adults, but also with pastoral care. And you and your team spending a lot of time in hospitals, doing funerals.
Correct.
Doing this a lot can be heavy and hard. But for you to continue to have that positive mindset, have this attitude of gratitude that just constantly flows from you is just an amazing witness and testimony.
Thank you.
As we've talked about this idea of gratitude, there are all these studies that are out there about the benefits of practicing gratitude, whether it be mental health benefits, even physical benefits. And so I just wanted to start there. As a pastor, as someone who's been in ministry for 43 years, what are some of the ways in which you actively practice gratitude in your life?
I mean, it begins right when I wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you just begin thinking about all of the little things. I mean, just being able to get out of bed in the morning, you plant your feet on the ground and you're able to stand up. Mm-hmm. What a blessing that is. And then you begin turning on lights. And so, one of my practices, I get in a hot tub in the morning and spend some time in prayer. But I said, that is such a blessing. And make a cup of coffee. And I think, What a blessing that is to be able to have that and enjoy that. How simple it is. You get in a shower, you got warm water, you got running water, you mm-hmm. have shampoo, you have soap, you have a dry, clean towel. I said, all those things, you just begin thinking about all the myriad of blessings mm-hmm. you have, and it just gets your day started on the right foot. Instead of complaining about, oh, I have this, I have that, and you may have even some heavy things on your agenda for that day, mm-hmm. but instead focus on all those positive things mm-hmm. that you have, and it just makes the day just start on such a better note.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. And there was this ancient practice in the Celtic church, actually, where they would have these prayers of thanksgiving whenever they made their bed, whenever they started a fire in the morning. And it was what they built into their culture was this idea of constantly thanking God for these gifts. And you're right, it's the small things that we take for granted many times, that we'll just overlook many times.
That's right.
But to start with the small things, and if you could be grateful there, then you can really be grateful for the big things.
Absolutely. And I mean, you get in your car and you start the car and you drive down the road and you say, I've got roads,
Yeah,
we've been
right.
to other countries where mm-hmm. the traveling is very difficult.
Yeah.
And, I know I can go to a gas station and get gas and get all that stuff that's available just each and every day. And we just like to say, and then you begin looking at nature all around you, the beauty mm-hmm. of the trees and mm-hmm. the flowers and birds. And I mean, you just say, gosh, there's just so much to be grateful for.
Yeah. And I think that really gets at that verse in Colossians 3:17 where it says, "In whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." It's like, whatever you do, whatever you're talking about, whatever the activity is that you're doing, there needs to be this thankfulness that flows from that. I think
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation on Fraser 365 as we've been diving into the topic of gratitude. We look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow.